Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President-elect Joe Biden said massive damage has been done to the nation's national security apparatus over the past 4 years of the Trump administration. In remarks on Monday, Biden said his transition team has found that agencies critical to the country's security have incurred enormous problems from hollowed-out personnel and capacity.
In our absence from key institutions that matter to the welfare of the American people, in the general disengagement from the world, and all of it makes it harder for our government to protect the American people.
Biden also said his transition team is facing major roadblocks in their efforts to access information in some key agencies, including the Department of Defense. World Health Organization officials are speaking out against travel restrictions targeting the United Kingdom and South Africa in response to new strains of the coronavirus discovered in those countries. As NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports, more than two dozen countries have halted flights from the UK, and several others have also suspended flights from South Africa.
At a press conference, WHO officials did not directly oppose the flight bans, but they stressed that they should be as temporary as possible, and they questioned the point. Mike Ryan is executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
Shutting down countries with absolute measures is neither feasible in the world we live in, nor is it necessarily the most effective public health action to take.
Ryan added that the flight bans amount to unnecessarily punishing the UK and South Africa for doing the kind of surveillance all nations should be conducting to detect new variants of the coronavirus. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
The Supreme Court is ordering lower courts in California and Maryland to toss out lawsuits over President Trump's plan to alter the 2020 census numbers. Those numbers determine the next Electoral College map. The high court has ruled it's too early for the courts to weigh in. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has more.
A Supreme Court's conservative majority has already dismissed a similar lawsuit out of New York. The justices did not rule on whether it's constitutional for President Trump to leave unauthorized immigrants out of census numbers that the 14th Amendment says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. The High Court is waiting to see if Trump actually makes that change. It's not clear if the census numbers will be ready before Trump's term ends, and if they are, it's also not clear if the House of Representatives would accept an altered count. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
Homicides in many U.S. cities are up while people are struggling during the pandemic. Homicides in Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, and other cities are up over 2019 numbers. Detroit Police Chief James Craig says people are failing to manage disputes and instead often use guns to settle them. Stocks closed up on Wall Street Monday, buoyed by passage of a coronavirus stimulus measure. The S&P 500 was up 0.9%. This is NPR News. Columbus Public Safety Director Ned Pettus has fired police officer Adam Coy. Last week, Coy fatally shot 47-year-old Andre Hill, an unarmed black man. Nick Evans is with member station WOSU.
Calling the evidence of misconduct against Coy, quote, indisputable, Pettus agreed with the mayor and the police chief and formally fired Adam Coy Monday. Two separate charges led to his firing. The first for failing to activate his body camera or give first aid to Andre Hill, and the second for improper use of force. In a statement, Pettus said Coy's actions, quote, do not live up to the oath of a Columbus police officer. Coy has 10 days to appeal. Columbus Police Chief Tom Quinlan voiced his support, saying, quote, this is what accountability looks like. Columbus police are continuing investigations into the conduct of other officers at the scene for failing to use their cameras or render first aid. For NPR News, I'm Nick Evans in Columbus.
The U.S. is slashing military aid to El Salvador. The country's president has been accused of leading the country toward authoritarianism. The ban was contained in a larger measure that was signed into law by President Trump on Sunday. It's part of an initiative by House Democrats to strengthen anti-corruption efforts in Central America. And again, on Wall Street, stocks closed up on Monday, buoyed by passage of a coronavirus stimulus measure. The S&P 500 was up 0.9%, powered by gains in technology and communication services. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.7%, as was the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.